We're learning Masech B'Siyum Medav Samech Esam and Aleph. The sugya starts from the Mishnah on Samech Zayinim and Beis, the sugya of Shreifas, Parah V'Sar and Nisrofen. And the Mishnah says, Bola Eitzel Parah V'Sar and Nisrofen, Karin V'Hitzi Yisimireyim, that he goes first to the Parah V'Sar and Nisrofen and he rips them and takes out the Emirim, takes out the Chelev, the Kloyus and the Yeseris that's burnt on the Mizbeach. And Nasa Memegis V'Tir Nagam Mizbeach, like the Gemara says, he puts it in the Klisharis in order that it should be eventually burnt on the Mizbeach. So first, L'Gabi the Itzas Emirin, Boloi Eitzel Par V'Sar Nishrafim, who comes? Rashi says the Kohen Gadol. As they state also in the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol. So as it did, the Kohen Gadol has to rip open the Par V'Sar and take out the Emirin. The Shaila is, why would you need a Kohen Gadol? You know, always we have Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. We don't allow the Kohen Gadol to do any extra work. Now he says, it's a din, the Kohen Gadol has to do it. What type of a din is it? So Zakta Mikdash David, it's in Simuch Avdal and Eis Aleph, Vaistais, the Kriya and the Tzoras HaEmrim is a chelik of Avedis Yom Kippur. Just like Hefshin and Ituach. Also, the Hefshin and Ituach is a chelik of the Avedis Yom Kippur, even though Hefshin Tuach is Kosher Bazar. Like the Gemara learns out earlier in the Afra of Zayin Amanah. But since you need a pasuk telling you it's Kosher Bazar, that sounds like it's an Aveda. And we'll speak about that soon. Now it's an Aveda which is Kasha Bazar, but even Avedis and Akasha Bazar, by Yom Kippur, the din that all Avedis and Kippur have to be done with the Kohen Gadol, is even Avedis and Akasha Bazar. Sheep is Kasha Bazar, but Yom Kippur has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. But the shail is, what exactly is the Aveda of Eitzah Semir? Where do we find such an Aveda? It's an Aveda, since you need Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah is Mashma, you need Kohen Gadol. The Rashi and the Rambam are clear Mashma that way. The Vaisleis, it's an Aveda. But what type of Aveda is it? So I saw in the Milchas Avram, he says, over from the Biskarov, I'm not sure where the Makar is, where is this written, B'shein the Biskarov? It could be the Milchas Avram heard it from the Biskarov himself, he learned by the Biskarov. But there's a Gemara Menachas Nav Zayinam and Beis, that the Gemara says, there, that you learn out from the pasuk called chelba yorim imenu, that you're not going to cut the meat before you take off the emirim. That's what it says called chelba yorim imenu. It's a Gemara Menachas of Ein Zayinim and Beis. So Shalas, what is this din that you're not going to cut up the meat before you take out the chelav? There's no din cutting the meat b'chal by Shlomim. There's no din nituach. It's not a din in the nituach because there is no din nituach by Shlomim. That if Shalas called chelba yorim imenu means you have to take off the emirim from a carbon shalim. That the carbon can't be cut when you take out the emirim. So Zaktiv is Gerov, so you see from there there's a din of Natilas Emirim. You learn that from the Pasuk of Yarim. Kol Chelba Yarim Imenu, it's a Pasuk. The Gemara was talking about the Mashmais of the word Chuma there. But the Gemara says from here you learn out that the Haromas Emirim have to be done when it's Shalim, before you cut the Basar. So Mele Vibant, it's a din, it's an Aved, it's Yarim. So Mela has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. There, the Biskarov also explained, there's a Gemara in Zvachim Naf Kuf Yudim Beis. The Mishnah says there, Hamakiv Kachim Ve'emrim B'chutz Chayiv. If let's say, you have a carbon, and you take the whole carbon together, the Basar and the Chalif together, and you makter B'chutz Yichayiv. So the Gemara discusses why it's not a Hefzik, why it's not a Chetzitza. But according to one of the Terutzim there, Taizah Sakashi, so what's the Chiddush? According to other Terutzim, there's a Chiddush. But according to one of the Terutzim, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that you chayiv when you do it all together? L'maisi being makted emirim. You're not chayiv on halos chutz being makted a bus. It's not something which is royal lefnim. For l'maisi being makted a chaylev also. And Rashi's mavur that even though the bus is mechubah to the emirim, it's still chayiv. So lefidish shtickle that there's a din of yorim, so it's good. Because Kubi will say that the Emrim, there wasn't a skyim on the Emrim, the Din Yorim, there was no Haromis Emrim, so you would think that maybe it doesn't have a Din, that it's Chayim V'chutz, because the Fnim, it still is M'chutz to the Din of Yorim. Once we're saying there's a Din of Haromis Emrim, so it fit, what's the Chiddush, that if you didn't do it, you're still Chayim V'chutz. Malkabonim Shteta Kvaldiki, you say, M'chaya, this will be a Ryan to the Viskirov, that the Kohen Gadol has to go, cut open the Parah V'Sar, take out the Emrim, Vaisis is an Aveda called Eitzos Emrim, and that Gemara Menachas of Zayin HaVezik, Geshmak HaMakar, Kachel B'Yarim Imenu, tells you the din of Aromas Emrim. Now, the Mechaz Rav says another Geshmak Hashtikl, right? The Mikdash David is saying this, he said, that Nituach, Hefshe Nituach, after done through a Kohen Gadol, because Mikdash David declares, why doesn't it say clear that the Hefshe Nituach of the Eilis, the Tamid, the Musafim, have been done with the Kohen Gadol? He says, maybe because that's not a Vedas Yom Kippurim, that's only Dinder Abanan. But Al Kopanim, that's what he wants to say, that Hefshe, that Hiram Hussein was still like Hefshe for Nituach, it's an Aveda. Even though it doesn't need kain, it still would need kain gadol v'yom kippurim. So Mechaz Ram says the Kaval Gazach in the Rambam that here the Mishnah says kolam b'mekloyis v'tzin lebeisus reifa. That's what it says. What does it mean kolam b'mekloyis? Shaul says b'mekloyis b'makloyis. Al kapanim Rashi says that they're complete. They're shleimim. Al shenikra kreisim leitzim ram k'detanya b'gemara shemitzin shleim. Really, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that you would think that you cut it before you bring it out. The Gemara says, "Tana loyim naskin ituach basa." The Gemara says, "I'm sorry." The Gemara says, "Machesim al v'kibu pirshiva haitzi melamet shemitziya shalit." You have to bring it out shleimen. So Rashi's mashmi didn't cut it at all. But the Rambam says an interesting thing. The Rambam says, and he teaches, I guess, the Mishnah kolam b'mekloyis. He says like this: Here's the Rambam. Vayisim b'kipurim perikim alach hazayim. Chayzu eitzel apar v'asar shehiz dam lefnei lefnim v'kayran u'maitzis merem v'daisim mekloyim mektino gam mizbeach. Right, that's the Mishnah. That is Karan, and he puts the Emrim, and he puts in a Kli. Umechatech shar b'sar and chatiches gedolais muri zeh b'zeh. He cuts from the rest of the basar big chatiches that are muureis, that intertwined with each other, come in Kli, ve'enim atharikais, but he doesn't separate them. He cuts them, but he doesn't separate them. Umechalchem b'anachem mitzilah b'esah sheifa, umenaschem oisim sham b'arim k'vesha b'arnu. He brings it to the censor by other people to bring the base of Shreif, and there they cut it. But here he says something about cutting it Murizeh B'zeh. That is somehow we learn Kolam B'Mekloyis. Then you have pieces, but they're not metharic, they're not separated, intertwined with each other. Now why does he say that he cuts Murizeh B'zeh? Why does he leave it Shalim? Rashi says he leaves it Shalim. And by all the Parim V'Sirim and Nishrafim in Ilchus Ma'asek Abanis, the Rambam says, U'maitzi She'ris and Chutz Le'im Menachon Eis Nisham K'nitzcha Eilo Ba'arin V'Saif V'Saif. He says that he brings in the chutzler and he cut it there. He doesn't mention anything about this chatiches gedolus murizeh b'zeh. What's the pshat? So Taina de Minchas Avram, that could be, the emes is this nituach wasn't done with the Kohen Gadol, because since it says you have to be meitzi shalim, so it says you have to do nituach, but avad the nituach was done chutz migimu machnes, so it wasn't done on the day of the Kohen Gadol. But could be, since nituach be'etzim is avayd and it needs Kohen Gadol, so Mamel, as much as it's possible to do a day to Kohen Gadol, he did. So he did the initial Nituach, even though he didn't finish it, because there's a Din Shalem, so Loya Mefarik, but he did the initial Nituach, because there's a Din to do the Avayid of Nituach a day to Kohen Gadol. Chayagans Richtig. Now the Mishnah goes weiter, about the Emirim. Nasdum Mamagas, Victor Agavim Mizbech. He put in the Klisharis, and like the Gemara says, in order to be marked on the Mizbech. So the Mikdash David, Simach of Gimel, is Gimel asked the Kasha. It says in the Gemara Menachos, Eim Arve Chalavim Mechalavim. You're not allowed to mix up two different Emurim from two different Karbanis. Sounds like each Karban, you have to be makte the Chalav separately. So what's the pshat here? You could put both Emurim in one Kli. As I fact, the Mikdash David Akasha. So he answers that since it's a din of Ma'arvin, the dam, like when you put it on the Kronos, or even the Mount Yom'eim Ma'arvin, the Kronos, a Fatira Yim'arvit, so Mela blimes like one big carbon. So that's a big Kiddush. And this wants a taina. Like this, you have to really put each carbon separately, but this blimes like one big carbon. That's why you're allowed to put them together. Methazram says more Pashit, that could be the Isser is Dafka when you don't know which carbon is which. You ma'arav the karbanis ba'ifin, that now it's indistinguishable the karbanis, it blames the taruvis, meaning a halachic taruvis, and you don't know which is which. But stam to put them together in one kli, what's the problem? You can tell right away which is the par, which is the sar, what's the problem? The taruvis you can't do is when you stam want to put all the emrim together, and now you don't know which one is which. So you just mak whichever one it is, you mak l'shem mishu. Here's the din, no, each one has to be miyuchid for itself. Now, Shankin here, just because they're physically together in the Kli, Lamaisi could tell what's a power, what's a sar. They look different. Samael wouldn't be a problem at all. Now, the first Gemara is the Kasha of Iktirim Salkadaitach. Rashi says, when Agaris Otubimangis Makdalhu, the Ika Kasha was nothing to do with putting into the Kli Sharis. We understand the putting into the Kli Sharis It's the Ikka Kash of the Gemara Rashi says is that you're not makdir it now, you makdir it later. And Rashi's Ikka Taina was because the Menachas a lot of times is makdirim b'kli sharis. And the Gemara never asked the Kasha. So Taisa says, and that they didn't ask by a mincha is because there a mincha does have to be put in the kli sharis. It has to be put in the kli sharis because you have to mekanish the kaimitz. And once you're putting it in the kli sharis and mekanish the kaimitz, so then the male will bring it up. But here the question is, why do they have to put it there to be makter it? There's no din kli sharis b'chlal. But just one ara, the Brisker Rav asks his kasha, and Shash also does, it's mashiv and tesis, that there is no din to be makter the kaimis of the mincha and the kli sharis. He says the reason why it says makter b'kli sharis is because you anyway have to put it into the kli sharis because you have to mekadesh it. But the Mishnah Menachos Nachavav Malv says lahedya that according to the Rabbanan of Reb Shimon, if you do the Akhtaris Kaimit Shalai B'Kli Sharis, it's possible. According to Reb Shimon, you makter biad, but according to the Rabbanan, you have to dafka makter b'kli. So that's why it says makter b'Kli Sharis. B'Kli Sharis is ma'akiv. As I affect the Brisker Rav and the Rishash, you see the Rambam, there's the Rambam in Shlomo Mikdash and Berak Beis Lachav Dal Rusa writes, it can be makter the Kaimit's bein biad bein b'kli. And all the Achreinim asked it. The Rambam himself has like the Chum. The Rambam himself writes the same Lashon of Mishnah, Shalei B'Kli Sharis, it's possible. That's in Ilchus Masik Abanis Perik Yigim Alach Yudeis. So the Achreinim, the Karenarim, Menachos, Nafchavav, and the Mekavis of Mishnah, and the Brisker Rav, and others, they say that the Halwah to the Mizbeach has to be in the Kli Sharis, but the actual Akhtar, that he could do with his hands. But Taisa says, Mashma, even bring it up to the Mizbech, he doesn't have to bring it up to the Kli Sharis. It just happens to mean the Kli Sharis is the Mekadesh, the Chayit Shreya from the Mishnah Menachos. Good, that's a different sugya. Now the Gemara goes into the sugya of burning it. That's about the Akhtaris Amrim. Now the burning it, you burn the Basar, the Ar, and the Parish. So it says, Lo yim naskan nituach Basar, Eilu, Ar, Gabi Basar. They didn't do the Nituach the way they did with the Basar, Eilu, which is Hefshit first. They did the R on the Basar. The Masa is Menani. The Gemara says, you have a Raya. The Gemara brings the Joshua to the Pesukim. The Vaisa says, I have a Mina, that since you need Nituach just like Ayla, so who would think you need Hefshit just like Ayla? The Gemara says, the reason why you don't need Hefshit is, you learn out from a Pirshai, just like Pirshai is Bekir Ba'ikach Basari Ba'irai. But the Shaila is, you see from this Gemara also Gvaldiga you said about Hefshit. That Hefshit, Vaisdeis is an Aveda. It's a mitzvah. Because if the din of Hefshit is just that we're not makta the Ar, it's just afka from the Akhtaris the Ar, so there'll be no havin into that you need Hefshit over here. There is no Akhtar. It says to be Sarif the Ar. Right? The Pasuk says by Eilav, Hefshit is Eilav, and need the Chaisel and Sachav, and then you makta the carbon. So, you see from this Gemara clearly that the din hefshit is not just a din that you're not makter the art. It's not just a halacha that you have to take away the art because the akhtara has to be without the art. Because otherwise there'd be no mocking to say there's a hefshit here. You see that hefshit's a mitzvah. And that's the chara also moved from the Gemara earlier, the Achav Zayin and Aleph, because the Gemara has a pasuk that hefshit's kashya bizarre. If hefshit's not a mitzvah, then we don't have a minute that we need a kain. The Mikdash David points us out in Simcha Avdalim. And like the Mikdash David said, like we spoke about it, since all Avedis and Mikapurim need Kayin Gadol, even that's Kashya Bazar, so the Hefshit, not the Hefshit over here, well there is no Hefshit in the end, but the Hefshit, let's say, of the Eilus, would then need a Kayin Gadol. Now there's a Brisker Rav, Perek Yedal and Hachas Sulam Mikdashim, that says a shtickle like this. He's discussing the Ara Aliyah, the skin of the Aliyah. The Rambam says that you're not makter it. He wants to know why not. The Ara Aliyah is a din of Basar. Why are you makter the Ara Aliyah? So he says, because since it has a din of Basar taka, but since it also has a din of Ar, whatever is Ar is chalun in the din hefshit, and the male lets mefkir from Akhtar, even though it's Basar. He brings the Raya because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kaf Ches, is talking about the Ara Aif. And the Gemara wants to know, why isn't there a din hefshit by Eif? Even though the Ar Eif is Pashit, that is a din Basar. But still, if we have a din Ar, if there would be din hefshit by Ar Eif, so then by Eilus Eif, so then the Ar wouldn't have Akhtar because of the din hefshit. So as though you could say that that is goof for the din hefshit. The din hefshit is a seelik of the din Akhtar. But like saying, from this Gemara, it's Mavur, then no, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for the Atzma. It's not just that it doesn't have a din Akhtar. Ein chinami, like the Biskurov says, Hefshit is misalik the dinner ktara, but it's not the whole thing what Hefshit is. He says, the shtickle for the Biskurov, it's printed in the Sefer Likutim on the Rambam, in the end of Mishapsi Frankel, in the Sefer Likutim, they have a shtickle from the Biskurov, an interesting thing. It's not common. In Hilchas Maasek Abanas, Perek Zayin Alach HaBeis, I saw the Mechas Avram, says that he thinks the shtickle is from the Rav. He doesn't quote it from the Shapsi Frankel. But he says like this, that the din, what is the din hafshir? What's it a din in? It's a din in nituach. That's the charim of Ruf Magamara also. It's a din in nituach. That there's a din cutting up the oila into pieces. So there's a din in nituach that the nituach has to be an evarim of shatim. As al lechay state in Nizir Gemara, it says, lo haya menascha nituach b'sar oila el oila gabi basa. The nituach wasn't precisely like the nituach of oila. It was a nituach with the R on the basar. Vice dais is a din in the nituach. That's what he says. The Briskerov brings it from the Rambam. The Rambam says that lashon and Rabbeinu Chananel says lashon. I don't understand why he needs the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara says the lashon already. That the nituach without R is a different nituach than the nituach with R. So, Mel, that's good. We're learning out the Hilchas nituach from Ayla, so that's the Havim in it, that also would be Din Hefshit. If Hefshit is a Din in Nituach, so it makes sense that Hayyos is a Din Nituach, there should also be a Din Hefshit. Now the Gemara is Mavur, that the Nituach is like an Ayla. The only one exception is that it's not done with the R, like we said, because the Hefshit is a Din in the Nituach. So L'chaya Aybazai, but by the Ayla, the specific Nesachim that you need, the Roish and the Tu Yadayim and the Raglayim and the Chaza and the Geira and the Tfanis and the Kirbayim, and they're all Mefurish. A little bit the Gemara alluded to them earlier in the third parak, but they're all Mefurish in the Gemara Masech the Stam and Daflam and Aleph and the Rambam in Ilchas Masik Abanas Parak Vav Alach Hey. So that's the same Dinni Tu Achir. But I saw the Mikdash David, Simach of Gimel, Eis Gimel, that he says that no, the Nituach doesn't have to be like the Nituach of Ayla. He says the Rambam in Avodah Yisim Kippurim Perek Gimel Achazayin says Menaschem Lechatichas Gedolos. So he doesn't say Menaschem those Chatichas of Ayla. He says no, you cut it into big pieces. Right? He says it doesn't mean the Din Nituach of Ayla. But Lechay it's very shver. Lechay you learn after Ayla. Why didn't he say Nituach of Ayla? And the Rambam fakert. I think the Rambam is mefurish now, like what he's saying. Because we said before, we said over the Rambam before, right? That the Rambam says a chiddush here, which he doesn't say by other parim nesrafim, esirin and nesrafim. That's what we mentioned before. And the Rambam says chayzer etzel parim v'sar, right? And he says a mechatech sh'ar v'sar and chatiches gedolos murim zeh v'zeh k'min kliya v'enem v'farikos. And that's what it's kolam v'mekloys. You make cuts. You make big pieces that are intertwined with each other, like a braid, but you don't separate them, and you send them yarachem at sin leves sefer. Umenaskem meisim sham ba'ayim k'meisha v'ayinu. So the Rambam doesn't say this is not the nituach. The chetes gedel is not going on the nituach. The chetes gedel is going on the pre nituach. The earlier he's cutting it before it's brought out when it's still shelling. The Nituach, the Rambam says, "Umenaschem Eisah Sham Ba'arim Kamei Shabiyanu." What's Kamei Shabiyanu? Where did he explain it? So the Kesef Mishnah says he explained it in Elchus Ma'asek Abanis Perek Zayin Alach Beis, where he talks about the other part of Nisrafim and Siyum Nisrafim. And there he says, "Umaitzi Sheirisan Chutz Leir Umenaschem Eisah Kenich Seya Oila Be'Ayra." They cut it like the Nisachim of the Oila Be'Ayra. So the Chari Tzkori says Kaniska Ela, and he says here in Nachzim Kippurim, Kamei Shabiyarnu, he means over there. The Chari Pelon in Mikdash David Stam and Svar Tzipelon Usa, the Rambam that he brings Chatechas Gedolos, the Rambam's Gedolos before you bring it out. After you bring it out, he says, Yumanaskam Isa Kamei Shabiyarnu, and what's the Kamei Shabiyarnu? Like he explained in Nachzim Maisa Gabonis, and what does he say there? Umanaskam Isa Kaniska Ela, Mamish Kaniska Ela. The Chari, Shreitz Adinga with the Mikdash David as Agayin, but Lechaira, it's Mefurish, not the way that you do the Nischa'ela. I got another Mikdash David over there about the Sreifa Sapar. He has a suffix that it says that you have to burn the Pirshu B'Kirba. Our prophet says, Kishem Shep Pirshu B'Kirba, Kach Misaribar. That's how you know you're not Mafshid, because just like you do the Kirba, your Pirshay, that since the parish has to be in the insides, who within the bus has to be in the art? And Taisa says, how do you know the parish has to be Bekirba? Because the Gnai lists of a parish of the Atzmai. So he has a suffix. What if the parish gets out of the Kerif for some reason? Is there a din sreifa or not? He claims that maybe the whole din sreifa of the parish is angav the basar. Once it goes down, it doesn't need sreifa. L'chari is being medamit, like you have by karbonis, ben akhtara, that when you have a bone, let's say, or horns, or things like that, that when they're attached, the gidim, that samus, the kanayim, the tefayim, that when they're attached to the behemoth, you do akhtara, but if they ever perish from the behemoth, you don't do akhtara, because there's no be'etzim din akhtara. The akhtara is on the basar. The gidim, that samus, the kanayim, the tefayim, don't have a din akhtara, but while they're attached, then they have a din akhtara, agav the basar. So he wants to claim that maybe the parish is also that way. The parish only has a din sreifa agav the basar. In other words, there's no din to take out the parish from the basar. But if it was taken out, there's no din sreifa on the parish. As I claim to Ashayla, I don't hear the Ashayla so stark. The Torah says that you have to burn Ayre, Basari, and Pirshay. By Akhtara Fakarit. Akhtara by an Ayla is the basar. Everything else, it's only when it's Mechubar. Then it becomes a tafel to the basar. But here, it says clearly, Ur, Basar, and Parish have to be burned. So how does it din sreifa on the parish? No, you're not sorry if it's not covered. It's not covered. But once, if it ever escaped, avad you have to burn it because avad is a din sreifa. I'm not clear what the suffix is. Why would you say that there's no din sreifa in the parish? It's only agav the basar when the Torah says clear that the din sreifa is or basar and parish. It says parish as much as it says basar. That's what I would name on pashut.